Thank you, Madam Chair. The EU and its member states would like to welcome the new format of the work plan for the next intersessional period, 2021-23. We see that the following issues should be yet taken into account in the further development of the work plan. The work plan should be matched with the budget and available resources, including those of the Secretariat. Also, it would be better to have only one list of activities which are regarded necessary and feasible in the light of resources. Paragraph 3E should also indicate estimated work or estimated resources needed from the Secretariat. The work plan should be focused and prioritized and linked to the development of the draft long-term strategy and action plan. The development of any new guidance or good practice recommendations, as well as revision of existing ones, is very demanding and requires a lot of resources and time. The need and scope for any revision or new guidance should be considered very thoroughly. Before deciding to draft several new guidance documents or revising the existing ones, we propose that the Bureau will analyze the need and possibility to carry out such activities during the next intersessional period. When organizing and the preparation work of possible guidance documents, it would be relevant to have parties involved in the steering groups. Although development of region-specific guidance can in some circumstances be needed, this may be challenging from the viewpoint of consistent implementation of the Convention and the Protocol by the parties. Thank you very much.